Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Thanks for tuning in. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m., praying that everybody had a blessed, filled day, and if you didn't, God is still God, regardless. Well, it's officially December 1st, 2016. Now, y'all know the year definitely went by so fast. I mean, like, really fast. But that's all right. 2017 is around the corner. So we have officially 24 days until Christmas. Like I said, Christmas. And you all already know Jesus is the season for the reason. Jesus is the reason for the season. I said that so backwards. Y'all got to excuse me. anyway. I've been talking to different people that I've been coming in contact with today, and it just seems like everyone is, just going through, everybody has their own things that they're going through. So that's why I try to encourage as much people as I come into contact with, because, I mean, as a Christian, we're supposed to encourage one another as we encourage our own selves. When we're at our lowest, God is our hope. In our time of darkness, God is our light. At our weakest point, God is our strength. And at our saddest, God is our comforter. We always have to remember that. No matter what, He's always there. And you can always call on Him. That's one thing I tell my girl. If you ever in need, or if you're ever scared, or you feel like you're losing your way, just call out to God. Just talk to Him. Just, it doesn't matter whatever you say. He will hear you, and He will answer your prayer. I say that to say because I know firsthand, because, I mean, I love the Lord. So that's my job as a mother, is to instill that into my daughters. And I say that to say because I came across an article that touched my heart. I mean, it brought tears to my heart because it was this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful 18-year-old girl in Texas. She went to Texas City High School, and she was bullied, but the bullying got really bad with the cyberbullying. Unfortunately, she killed herself in front of her parents, and it was too late. She shot herself, and she died. And it was a consequence of bullying. And that's why I say words are very, very powerful. I mean, they can be death, as you can see. They can cause someone to lose their life over just by the words that we speak. They say power, words are powerful, period. And that's why I tell my kids, you don't ever make fun of anyone. I've always instilled that and said that for a reason, because I was bullied myself when I was growing up in the streets in the city of North New Jersey. And because I was a chubby kid, I was a little fat girl back then. But I'm glad that I had parents who instilled, pretty much don't worry about words, because they're just words, and you have to see yourself for who God says you are. You just know that God loves you, and people are mean, and they'll say things to you. But this young lady, unfortunately at 18, it got too much for her, and she took her life. My heart and prayers goes out to her family. It's unfortunate how the youth are today. It's just like they have no care. And it's not even that. The young lady, she was bullied, cyberbullied, and it was an app, so it was untraceable. So it's like her death might be in vain. And I pray that it's not. I pray that they try to track down whoever cyberbullied her some type of way. They're claiming that it's untraceable. But I hope that they'll be able to find who's behind it. It's just unfortunate what's going on in the world today. But we have to continue to always talk to our children. Got to know what's going on with our children. You know, sometimes they might try to hide it because they might feel embarrassed or. But you have to look at the warning signs. Don't be so consumed into your own world. Because I know as parents, we get consumed in our own world with working and paying the bills and trying to make sure we do this and do that. But we have to stop and have a conversation. That's why you have dinner time. That's why you have breakfast time. And, I mean, you have to use these times for you to have conversations with your children, find out what's going on in school, different things like that. I mean, it's very, very important because you just never know what might be going on. And if you don't have conversations, you don't talk, you'll never know. You'll never know. Move right on along. Unfortunately, I'm just saddened by that. It still touched me it just touches my heart. It's sad. Well, we have another civil rights activist, Dorothy Heights, who will be honored with U.S. Postal Service Forever Stamp in 2017. Now, Dorothy Heights, for you all who don't know, she was known as one of the most influential leaders of the civil rights movement. She was a very vigorous vigorous in fighting for racial and gender equality dating back to the 1930s, I believe. She participated in anti-lynching campaigns. She also helped Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. organize his famous march in Washington back in, I believe it was like 1963. She later went on to help launch the National Women's Political Caucus with Gloria Steinem, Betty Friedan, and Shirley Chisholm. In addition, she served as a chairwoman on the National Council of Negro Women. She's the 15th black woman to be honored with the U.S. postage stamp. Now, unfortunately, it took all this time for them to honor her, but, you know, because I don't know why they wait so long, but it is what it is. I'm just glad that they're finally recognizing, you know, the people who paved the way for the blacks. Although she rarely gained the recognition granted her, I'm just glad that they're finally recognizing her because you don't really hear too much about Dorothy Heights. Now, I remember doing a paper on her when I was in high school. So that's why I know so much about her because, you know, certain things stick with you over the years. But it'd be good to, that'd be my stamp I'd be getting. So y'all make sure y'all get your Black Heritage Series stamps. And then, you know, you have a whole lot of other people a whole lot of other prestigious women trailblazers like Harriet Tubman, Madam C.J. Walker, Zenora Hurston, and a few other names. I can't remember the names, there's so many. But, I mean, that's one thing we have to do. We definitely have to teach our children the history. Because if they don't know the history, then they don't even know themselves, to be honest, and who paved the way or anything like that. So it's very, very, very important that we definitely school our children. I mean, you can't leave it up to the schools now because, fortunately, you know, they incorporate their own things. But you just got to teach them. Now, I know our nation is in turmoil over the president-elect, but we got to remain calm and we got to pray. All we can do is just pray and hope for the best and see how things go. And at the end of the day, we got to know that it's a higher power and God is in control at the end of the day. Now, when I'm talking about the stance, I know some people might be like, oh, well, it's a black person. Who cares if it's a black person? If you don't like it, then you don't buy it. So it is what it is. Point blank, everybody has their own opinion. This is my opinion, so this is why I speak the way I do. So if you can buy whatever you like, point blank, so it doesn't matter. That's one thing I do. I state my opinion, but at the same time, you have your own mind to do whatever you please to do. But all I can do is tell y'all what's going on. That's my main mission, is to inform of different events, because sometimes people just don't read the newspapers and people don't watch the news because some people think the news is sad. So I just give you little tidbits of things that's going on. Moving right along. With our corrupt Delaware. Lord Jesus, our corrupt Delaware. That's all I can say. And I've been trying to get in contact with Judge Newland, Judge Newland of Kent County Family Courthouse, because I had to pretty much, when I say get with, I mean I would. It's just too many blockers. These the people that answer the phones, the call center, I believe it is. I don't even know why the call center has that much. It needs to know all that information in order to put you through to a phone call. They're like screening the calls and telling you, okay, well, regardless, we're going to know what's going on. So, what's your purpose for calling? I'm just tired of Kent County Family Court, and it's ridiculous. It's truly, truly ridiculous. That's exactly why I'm going to continue to fight against them, because somebody needs to, because these children are definitely not protected, especially with a predator that works there. And the predator who, like I said, might be a predator, excuse me, because you never know what a person does in the dark. But Doyle Harris is a bailiff at Kent County Family Courthouse. And he was negligent in allowing my 14-year-old daughter, who was beaten, raped, seeing an officer get shot in her head, seeing a girl get shot in the head, and seeing a officer shot. She went through some trauma, but the main thing is her grandfather, who was Doyle Harris I of Kent County Family Courthouse, he was negligent in allowing pornography to be on his television in the basement. Now, I know firsthand that it was there, because at the age of 16, I myself seen the pornography. That's the first place I seen pornography, because of my ex-husband and him flipping through the channels like it wasn't nothing. I mean, they don't think anything is wrong with it whatsoever. But and then we have a conflict of interest with Gretchen C. Gilchrist, who is a new commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse. And Governor Jack Markell is the one who nominated her and pushed her through to be confirmed despite evidence. He conspired with Patricia Blevins, who is former president of the House of Senate. Patricia Blevins, she withheld evidence from the 14 other senators who would have not voted for her if they had received the evidence against Gretchen C. Gilchrist. Unbeknownst to myself, Patricia Blevins was up for re-election, just so happened. And the 14 other senators did not vote for her. So So she is no longer a president. She's no longer the president of the House of Senate of Delaware. Her services were terminated. Now, that goes to say God doesn't like ugly, but at the same time, you can't sit there and abuse your powers like that, because that's exactly what she did. She abused her powers, and it cost her dearly. It cost her dearly. But at the same time, I don't even think they really cared for her, according to certain people who spoke about her character. But I'm not going to speak on hearsay of what they said. But Gretchen C. Gilchrist, she's not qualified for the position of commissioner. She is not qualified whatsoever. She puts, on her other clients, on her, Ms. Gilchrist's other client, Ms. Doe, Ms. Doe is the young lady who referred me to Ms. Gilchrist in the first place. And on her paperwork, she just did a wacko job. She put wrong social security numbers on her documentation repeatedly. She put wrong addresses on documentations, had to repeat and do it, and still charging for that. That's her error. She's supposed to double check her own work. And the client should not have had to pay for her mistakes. Not even that. She has her client out over 60-plus grand. Like, how can this woman be a commissioner and she jacked up people's lives? Even with my case, she jacked up my case tremendously. It shouldn't be allowed that she be a commissioner. But that's all right. I'm going to keep fighting for what's right, because at the end of the day, she should not be able to make any rulings over anyone's life whatsoever. After what she did, she just packed up her and shut her office down without notifying any of her clientele. And still to this day has not notified her clientele, so I'm pretty sure they're like looking for her, like, where did you go? She terminated her license in Pennsylvania because she had an out-state bar license in Pennsylvania she terminated July 1st, 2016, which gave her ample time to notify her clients that she would no longer be representing them, but she did not do so. She waited all the way up until she just dropped the case. My case, she dropped me in the middle of my child custody case. In the middle, just with no regard, no care, and this is the type of person that we have as a commissioner. She has no empathy. She just lacks the qualification for it. She's not qualified, and plus she lied on her boards and commissions application. The woman put on there that she had, they asked if she had any conflict that would oppose to her appointment. She put no. She should have put yes, because she knew she did. That right there would have disqualified her from even being nominated. But she lied. And, they have all this evidence before she was even confirmed. And Ms. Patricia Blevin, she chose to turn the other way. She decided to not give the evidence to the 14 other senators. And Governor Jack Markell said, look, whatever he said, he just said, roll on. And he's another one, too. Definitely sure he needs to be prosecuted for his role in Mia's. He has to be prosecuted. He needs to be prosecuted in the role of Mia and his state facility where she went missing from. I also had another conversation with Ms. Trinette Ramsey, and she is the supervisor for the Delaware State Agency, the child state agency in Dover, Delaware. And she oversees Beautiful White, who is my daughter's worker. And our conversation pertained to Miss White being biased and discriminating against me because it was several meetings for my daughter that I was not informed of, but she called and informed my ex-husband. So it made it look like I just didn't, I mean, like I wasn't there. So I didn't know because I didn't know. So I've been calling for her to, I wrote a letter for her to be removed. And she called me, and she said that she wanted to speak with my daughter. And I said, fine, because my daughter would tell you the same thing when it comes to how she handles things. Because, I mean, we're supposed to be advocates for our children. So I'm just praying that this young woman is removed from the case completely because she's biased and she discriminates against me. It doesn't work one way. So we're going to see. I'll keep you posted on that. That's why I said Delaware is so corrupted. So, so corrupted. Doesn't even make any sense. hopefully you can hear me because I am under the weather. So I know my voice probably sounds all crackling and stuff, but just bear with me. Now, we have a lot going on in the news. There's so much going on in the news. Donald Trump, he went to Indiana to make his speech, and then the news headline was he threatened other companies. He threatened other companies. I was just like, wow. But never know what's going to come out of his mouth. That's all I can say. I mean, the man is who he is. I am not nobody's judge or jury. So it's just ridiculous. Well, you have former... I was reading the news today, and it was stating, because, you know, I watch football. So they were talking about a Jets player, a former Jets player, Joe McKnight, who was shot at age 22 at an intersection following an argument in Louisiana. It's just sad how people are just losing their lives left and right. It makes no sense. It just makes no sense. It's always something. I mean, our world is in so much turmoil, so much turmoil. But rest in peace, and my thoughts and prayers are with him. Now, you know, we had the young father who was shot and killed by a police officer in the Carolinas. When it comes to evidence, I mean, it's like, what are you going to do when it comes to evidence? I know the community is hurting, but we got to, we can protest, we can definitely protest, you know what I mean? But peaceful protest is definitely a must, peaceful protest. We can't lose our lives and start getting locked up, and I mean, what purpose does it serve if we're not on the streets protesting? It just seems like they want and to Donald Trump and the plant, the carrier plant in Indiana. The taxpayers are the ones who's going to have to fit that bill for them to stay. It's definitely some type of incentive that he offered to them. So now you're going to have a whole lot of other big-name companies who are going to start threatening to go out the country, I mean, go to another country to do their business. And in order to get that same tax break, it's going to be an epidemic. So is he going to do that for all of them? Don't know. I mean, we will have to see. That's why I said he was threatening the other ones because he knows, like, Come on. Can't do it. You can't. I mean, the companies, they can't. He can't give all these companies these tax breaks. Then you bankrupt the whole. You're bankrupt. That's what I said. You mess around and bankrupt the United States. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Well, they had a jackpot, the lottery jackpot. You had these co-workers, they split in a jackpot, they became millionaires. 20 co-workers in Tennessee, they participated in the office lottery pool and won $421 million jackpot. Ain't that something? God bless them. That's a blessing because, I mean, we all need a miracle blessing like that. And hopefully they'll be able to bless others with their blessing. We'll see. Got to stay tuned for that one. The world. It's just so much. I mean, Donald Trump, he named General, they call him Mad Dog, I believe it, for the Pentagon. So for the defense, it's just, they've been talking about him and his picks like crazy, left and right. Then you got the ones who, I mean, what's their name? They're called the billion dollar, the gazillion dollar team. Everybody on there got big money, but do they donate? Who do they donate to? We have so many people. We got a lot of homeless out here. Don't have a place to sleep. Don't have no shelter. Don't have no food, no clothes. I mean, these people have money. They can do a lot of different things to fund them different things, even in Delaware. In Delaware, we need a facility to facilitate the youth that are less fortunate. I mean, you have a lot of youth down in Delaware that unfortunately get caught up in the human sex trafficking. It's a ministry called Zoe Ministries. Her name is Yolanda Salashva. So I can't pronounce her last name. My apologies, Salashva. But she's been doing a lot. Sex trafficking. Her name actually came up in a conversation when I was talking with the supervisor of the state facility, DSI state facility. And they need facilities. They just need facilities that can accommodate kids that have been through traumatic situations. And just because, you know, you have some parents who are strung out on drugs and don't want their kids or can't afford to take care of them or just don't want to take care of them. And these kids, I mean, they're, unfortunately, they didn't ask to be here. They weren't asked to be birthed. And they need love and, you know, a place to stay. And it's unfortunate, like, Delaware does not have that. They have a place called the Murphy School. But the Murphy School is not geared towards pretty much that. They got some work to do in Delaware. That's all I can say. Definitely some work that needs to be done in Delaware, without a doubt. I take my hats off to Miss Yolanda of Zoe Ministries and her husband and the other staff members, because what you're doing is awesome. So keep doing what you're doing, and I pray that it expands to something even bigger and even more that can be able to help an abundance of children, and we can hopefully abolish this human sex trafficking that's going on in Delaware. Well, it's the Christmas season, so I just need all of y'all, when you're going out, please be extra careful, please. Be extra, extra careful, because this is the time when, you know, it's a lot of people who don't have jobs, so, you know, this is the time when people want to pickpocket and rob and stuff. So just be on your P's and Q's. Be careful when you're out and about, because you just never know. That's all I can say. You just never know. Got to be cautious. And if you don't have to be out, don't go out. because it's cold. It's nippy out there anyway. I know it's chilly outside. As I stated, I'm not going to be before you too long. I thank the callers who did call in. If you have any suggestions or anything, if you have any suggestions, you can always email me at mcassociates, with the S on the end, the number 4, all@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I've been getting a lot of feedback, so thank you for the followers that follow the show. I appreciate it. Your support is greatly appreciated. And also the callers, thank you very much. I appreciate you as well. As I stated, I'm not going to be before you too long because I am under the weather. So it's a struggle, but I want to make sure I don't let you down, pretty much. You can't start something and just stop it because you're not feeling well. Point blank, you got to keep pushing through, because at the same time, this radio station was created to get the word out there of the corruption that's going on in Delaware, and just to inform you about different things. I know I had a young lady who asked to highlight her case, but once she gives me more information, I'll tell you more about that, because she's having such issues with the state of Delaware as well, and it has to do with King County Family Court. But I emailed her back, so if you're listening, please email me back, because I did email you back. So I just want to know more about the case before I air it. I would love to help you by broadcasting it, by all means. And if you would like to call in, that's fine too. But I know she stated that she didn't want to be on air, which I respect. But I most certainly will broadcast it for you. So just email me back whenever you get a chance. They call Delaware the retirement state. It's no longer retired. It's a retirement state for some, but at the same time, you got a lot of college kids here. You know what I mean? And this is the first state, so they look at it as a tourist state. So, but at the same time, you still got to be cautious. Wherever you go in the world, you have to be cautious. I don't care if it's Delaware, Jersey, New York, Minnesota, Massachusetts. Be cautious, period. Because tomorrow's not promised to no one. To no one. Anything can happen. So that's why you just have to be on your P's and Q's. As I stated, I'm not going to take, I'm not going to continue to talk your head off. I just want y'all to know that God is still God, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I thank you for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., each and every night, same time, 6:30. Tell your friends, your families, everyone about the radio station. That way we can get the word out about different things that's going on in Delaware. It takes more than one person to start a movement. So, you know, just do what you got to do and enjoy your evening. And thank you for listening to Hope for All Radio Show. God bless.